This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome to Morning Devotions. Man lived over 1,600 years ago and he's still remembered today as one of the greatest theologians. And his name was Augustine. He lived in the 4th century and became a committed Christian back in AD 386. His mother, Monica, a God-fearing woman, prayed many years for her son. But this Augustine, who was no ordinary man, he was ordained a priest and 5 years later appointed Bishop of Hippo. And his writings can still be read today, and he will be remembered, I think, for the most wonderful prayer, this powerful prayer: "You have made us for yourself, Lord, and our heart is restless until it rests in you." Now, it's a great prayer. It's worth thinking about today. And Augustine was speaking from personal experience. He lived a wild and sensuous life, even by today's standards. He'd had a good education. His father was a pagan, and as I said, his mother was a believing Christian. But God came very powerfully into his life, and he believed that life is a search for God, and every step we make moves us either closer to God or further away. He said, "You're a pilgrim, you're a traveller, and only God's grace can set you in the right direction." And he maintained that true delight and happiness can only be found in God. And it was similar to what C.S. Lewis said many years later: "Our hearts are restless because we're made for another world." So intuitively, we know that we need something extra to complete our broken mind or heart or spirit. And Augustine, he rightly points out that our completion is not found in romance or wealth or learning, but rather in the one who formed us. And he was talking about God, God of the Bible. That's why David in Psalm 62 says, "My soul finds rest in God alone." There's that word, alone. So are you restless? Are you bored with some aspects of life? It doesn't mean you're a bad person or you're lacking in contentment. Restlessness can actually signal that you're ready to explore something new. When you run a race, and the Bible talks about running a race with endurance, we experience new things, new challenges. So God doesn't sort of call us to be just plodders. He's calling us to grow and to press on. It's part of development, isn't it? We want to be loved, to succeed. But there's a problem, that restless feeling. C.S. Lewis says these are only like a scent of a flower that we haven't found, or the echo of a tune that we've never heard, news from a country that we've not visited. In Psalm 55, verse 2, David, actually, the psalmist, describes a very difficult in his life, as almost difficult area, like an anguish, a prayer of anguish. "Attend to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaint and I moan," he said to God. Well, there's nothing new there. For many of us, I think, have that sense of restlessness, and we try to find whatever it is, this something, in our work or our relationships. The writer in Psalm 62 puts it like this: "I find rest in God alone." Psalm 42, the writer talks of a deer: "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. Where can I go and meet with God?" In Ecclesiastes 2, Solomon asked a very telling question: "What does a man get for all the toil and anxious striving with which he labours under the sun? All his days and his work is pain and grief, even at night. What happens? Even at night his mind does not rest." And then Jesus, the wonderful words of Jesus: "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." The Irish rock band U2 put out a song called "I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For." That's back in 1987. It was a hit song. And there's a song there that says, "I still haven't found what I'm looking for." And Bono actually refers to that as a gospel song with a kind of restless spirit. And that's what I'm talking about today. So if you feel defeated or discouraged and there's that vacuum in your heart, know that Jesus actually can fill it. And Jesus can give us what we're looking for. And we're really looking for some anchors in our life: happiness, truth, goodness, joy. We're looking for Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord, that you sent Jesus to be the answer to all our questions and to help that restless feeling. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.